Oren Simon Shinun Zion, finishing up. The Rama says v'dapka karmel shitocha ir. It's only true this opinion of the Rama that is machmir on pouring the water out from your area into the karmelis is only and pouring your into your chatzar, which is next to a karmelis, is only true if it's a karmelis that's in the city. Demichlof b'shus harabim atzma, which can be confused with and real b'shus harabim. Afibus manazah, even nowadays, delay some b'shus harabim, according to those post game who hold that you need 600,000 people walking in on the street every day in order for it to be b'shus harabim. So the Mishnah Berurah says we probably don't have b'shus harabim nowadays. Still, the karmelis that we're talking about is only prohibited if it's a karmelis in the city. Of a karmelis shemichutz al-ir, a karmelis that's outside of the city, a chatzar she'enimu revis, or a chatzar that just doesn't have an eruv, shari. Since really it has mechitzos, it's just missing an eruv, so in those situations you would be allowed to pour from into your chatzar, even if the water is going to go out into that other area. If v'yira mukefes choma v'lo eruvuba, a city that is surrounded by a wall but you just didn't make an eruv, Chatzar she'ena me'urevis, dummy has the status of a chatzar she'ena me'urevis, because again, it has mechitzas, it's just lacking the eruv. V'matzinor l'mal me'asar, if the pipe that we're talking about is above 10, sh'over ma'mayim derech makom p'tur l'karmelis, such that it passes from your chatzar into a makom p'tur, into a karmelis, yesh l'hakel, then we can be lenient. The Mishnah Berurah says, even according to those who are machmir and simon shinman vav, that through a makom p'tur would not be okay. Here, where you're not actually throwing it directly into there, rather it's just mikocho, so we could be makel. Achenikar, the Rama says achenikar, and the Mishnah Berurah says, quote Supreme Godam, who says this is going on the entire Haga over here, even on the beginning of it, that's how we paskin, including this difference between the karmelis and in the city and out of the city, and the opinion that's machmir, even on a karmelis. The Chazon Ish is not sure why this difference should exist between a karmelis that's in your city and a karmelis that's outside of your city. He doesn't really think it should be the case. Simen Shin Nun Ches. Before we start Simen Shin Nun Ches, a bit of a hakdama from the Dirshu, the Gemara says that the Chachamim established that a place which is the size of a base sa'asayim, even if it is surrounded by mechitzas, it doesn't have the status of Rosh Hashayachid unless it is used for living purposes, and the mechitzas were made for those living purposes. So there are two rules. The place has to be used for living purposes, such as if it's open into a living place, like a chatzer, or an area in front of the house, such that it's directly in front of your house, then that entire area is considered to be hukuf l'dira, then that entire area is considered to be for dira purposes, since it's directly connected to your house, and it also has to be that the mechitzas were made for that purpose, not that the mechitzas were made naturally for some other reason, like a mound, or something like that, and then you decided to put mechitzas around it, or then you decided to use it for living purposes. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol hakef shelo hukuf ledira, any area which was not used for or meant for living purposes, for people to live in, kagon ganus upardesim ubruganin, such as gardens or vineyards or the places where the people who would guard the fields would sit, because they're not really living in there. So those places are just meant to guard fruits and things like that, but it's not really meant for living in. So too, the Mishnah Berurah has a karpef, which is just a super large area outside of the city, which you store wood in. So that's not for living purposes. She'enam asuim el lishmar besochan. They're only meant to watch stuff inside of it, protect the stuff inside of it. Asur chachamun letalta besocha yosar me arba amos imu yosar me sasayim. You're not allowed to carry more than dalan amos in that area if the area is larger than a base sasayim. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though Minat Torah, any area that's surrounded by walls which are 10 high, no matter how big it is considered just a yachin and you can carry in it. Silta chachamun asur, this area which is so large that it's a base sasayim, which is not meant for living purposes because it's so similar to Rosh Hashanah and a karmelis, so you're not allowed to carry in it more than dalat amos. How big is the base sasayim? Avumu sasayim, if it's exactly sasayim, which is shir shivim amma v'arba tvachim al shiva shivim amma v'arba tvachim, 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim, if it's just exactly the size of that area, then mutar l'talta b'kulo, you would be allowed to carry in it. The Chachamim, Mishnah Berurah says that the Chachamim learned this shir from the shir of the Chatzar of the Mishkan, which was Beis Asayim, and they would carry in it. So if it's Beis Asayim or less, you could carry in it, but any bigger than that, you would not be allowed to carry in. And we'll see some examples of this as we go on.